This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom Aleichem. We have an interesting topic today. Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. The bottom of the page said, quoting a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, "Az Hayisi Be'enav Kemaitzes Shalom." So first, Rabbi Yochanan said, like a kala, when she is found to be wholesome in her father-in-law's house, she runs back to speak her praise in her father's house. Then the Gemara darshins a pasuk in Hoshea. "Will be on that day," says God, "you will call me your husband, you will not call me your master." Says Rabbi Yochanan, like a kala in her father-in-law's house, not like a kala in her father's house. When a kala is in her father's house, then her relationship with the husband is the master, because she doesn't have a closeness yet with the father. On the other hand, when the kala is in the father-in-law's house, so she is already intimate and close with the husband. Okay, so we have these two dargos of a kala in her father's house and a kala in her father-in-law's house. So what I want to discuss today is, what times are we to Hashem like a kala beveis aviha, and what times are we kechala beveis chamiha? And the answer is, when are we ever a kala to Hashem? Well, we know on Shabbos we're a kala to Hashem. Well, are there times that we're like a kala beveis aviha, and sometimes we're like a kala beveis chamiha? And the answer is yes. The Knesset HaGdolah points out that our custom is Friday night we say V'yanuchu Ba, Shabbos day we say V'yanuchu Boi, and by Mincha V'yanuchu Bam. The Knesset HaGdolah says, I heard the reason is, Shamati Atam, for Ba, Boi, and Bam, is because the Gematria of Ba, 7, Boi, 8, Bam, 42, is 57, Zan. Says the Knesset HaGdolah, my opinion, Shabbalel Shabbos Oymrim Ba Kechala Beveis Aviha. Friday night we're like a kala in her father's house. The Iker Simcha of a kala when she's in her father's house is with her. The spotlight's on her. She's the kala. In the morning, she's already moved in. In the morning, she's Kala Beveis Chamiha. So the Iker Simcha is with the Chasan. We say Boi. And by Mincha, Shnehem Iker, we say Bam. So we have this idea, Friday night, our relationship with Hashem is like a kala beveis aviha, Shabbos morning, kechala beveis chamiha. Now what's closer relationship, beveis aviha or beveis chamiha? The answer is beveis chamiha. So does that mean that the kedusha of Shabbos day is greater than Friday night? Because in that case, let's say somebody is going to be wearing two suits on Shabbos. You know, people like to change their suit. Some people wear the same suit. Some people wear different suits. When should you wear a nicer suit? Friday night or Shabbos day? Hey, I never thought about that. Well, let's see the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, based on the Zayar, why does it say sometimes Shabbos Soisai? Because there are two elements of Shabbos, Laila and Yom. So Zohar says, "Da Shabbaso umali Shabbasa, Laila kayom miskadesh, ulitzad shebechinas kedushas Laila ino shavle kedushas Yom." The night is not equal to the day. Ki halayla hu bechinas or hamasyachis elav kala v'hi bechinas shamar. The night is the light that's attributed to the kala, the bechina of shamar. V'hayom hu bechinas or elyoin hamasyachis elav bechinas chasan hamashpia ba'or halayla ki yadu aliyodechein. And Ulazah Yisachis Elav Zachar. That's why Friday night, Zohar says, is Sudas Laili, Sudas Chakal, Tapuchin Kadishin, Usudas Yoim, He Sudas Atika Kadisha Avarachamim. Therefore, Shabbos day is called Kiddusha Rabbah, the great Kiddush. Now, most people, if you ask, why is Shabbos day called Kiddusha Rabbah, they'd say, the Ran says, because it's a Lashon Sagi Nahar. The Iker Kiddush is Friday night, is Dairaisa. Shabbos day is only Midrabanan. So as a euphemism, we say Shabbos Day Kiddush is Kiddush HaRabbah. But al pi Kabbalah, it's the opposite. The great Kiddush is Shabbos Day, because the Kedusha of Shabbos Day is greater. So it comes out, therefore, if the Kedusha of Shabbos Day is greater, if you have a nice shirt, or a nice tie, or a nice suit, and you plan on switching it up Friday night and Shabbos Day, which one should you wear nicer? Comes Rav Rachamim Yitzchak Falaji in the Yifei Lev, Chelek Hei, Kuntres Achron, Siman Reish Samach Beis. I searched for this. I see it quoted. I can't find where it is. But he's quoted as to say, Yesh Lilboish B'yom Shabbos Begodim Noam Yishal Lel Shabbos Dekavad Yom Adif. It's better to wear nicer clothing Shabbos Day than Friday night. So it comes out like this. For all you mikvah goers out there, many people go to the mikvah before Shabbos, Friday night. Why? Because you're being elevated to Kedusha Shabbos. Well then, should you go to the mikvah Shabbos Day? Of course you should. If you go to the mikvah before Shabbos, then you should go to the mikvah Shabbos morning. Why? Let's see. The Kaf HaChayim brings from the Arizal. Oid Kasav Harav B'Shar Kavanos Daf Ein Gimel Be'Inyan HaTfila D'Shachos HaShabbos. That if a person was Mekayim in the midst of Oina and he was Tamei Bekeri Oy B'Tash Amita. Then it goes without saying you have to go to the mikvah. You know, because in the world of the Ari, you have to go to the mikvah if you're Tameh. But even if you were not Mekayim in the midst of Oina, Aval Afim Lo Yutzruch Litbal L'Sibah HaNizkares, even if you don't have to go to the mikvah for the above mentioned reason. Tzarech Litbal B'Bok Yom Shabbos. You need to go to the mikvah on Shabbos Day. Why? V'hu? Ki b'dimyon mashvi yarnu le'el. Based on what we explained earlier, shetzarach litbo b'chol erev Shabbos. The Ari says you should go to the mikvah erev Shabbos lahafrish min achol l'Shabbos, to differentiate between weekday and Shabbos. Kein tzarach ata tefillah cheres. Now you need another tefillah. Ki hefresh gadol yesh bin kedushas le'el Shabbos l'kedushas yom Shabbos. There's a big difference between Friday night kedusha and Shabbos Day. Shehu kedusha yisera. So listen to this. Aval, hachilut. Now, would it make sense to go to the mikvah before Shabbos and not on Shabbos? In a way, it's backward. Why? Because before Shabbos, you're going for one reason, namely for Kedusha Shabbos. But Friday night, if you're Mekayim Oina, you have two reasons that you need to go. The extra Kedusha of Shabbos Day, and because you're Tamei. So in a certain sense, it's much more important to go to the mikvah Shabbos morning than before. Now this is all, don't leave now. You can't leave now because I'm not here to tell you when to go to the mikvah. I'm just pointing out there's a certain logic that going to the mikvah Shabbos day is much more important than going to the mikvah before Shabbos. Friday, so now the Kaf HaChayim says like this. Be'erev Shabbos hutzruch l'shtei tefilos. But now we're going to make the other way. Friday, you really need to dunk twice. Harishoyna l'havshed big day achal me'al nafshay. The first time to remove the weekday clothing from your soul, meaning one immersion to take off the weekday cloak of your soul and v'hashenis l'zdalik l'ham shabbos kedusha Shabbos, the second immersion to be moishech kedusha Shabbos. Shabbos morning, you only have to dunk once to bring upon you the extra added kedusha of Shabbos day. But you're not removing the kedusha of Leil Shabbos. So it comes out, erev Shabbos, when you dunk, you should dunk twice. Vine sham be'erev Shabbos bi'arnu kavana shtei tefilos. Aval ata she'ein sham rak tefila achas, al techavin rak el kavana nizkar sham. Okay, bottom line is, Ari seems to be saying, Friday, you dunk twice. You have two kavanos. One to remove the big day choyel, and one to be Moshech on your Kedusha Shabbos. Shabbos day, there's only one Kedusha. Namely, to be Moshech on you, the extra Kedusha of Shabbos day. I'm bringing this in just to substantiate the point that the Kedusha of Shabbos day is greater than Friday night. So it would come out, L'chaira, if you, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Falaji, if you have a nice tie, you're going to be wearing it once on Shabbos, don't wear it Friday night, wear it Shabbos day. What if you have a nice, good dish to eat? What if you have a nice treat for a covered Shabbos? Should you use it Shabbos, Friday night and Shabbos day? And I didn't see this anywhere, but according to Rabbi Chaim Falaji, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Falaji, you should have it Shabbos day. Unless you say, well, it'll be more fresh Friday night. Now, once we're on the topic of going to the mikvah, it seems like, according to that result, you need to go to the mikvah Shabbos morning. So now I just want to point out, that's the Arizal's opinion. The Gra's opinion is, you're not allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos morning. It's usur. It's a sin. What's the sin? Why are you not allowed to? And I know what you're thinking, because it has something to do with hot water. It has nothing to do with hot water. That's another problem. Whether you're allowed to go to a heated, that's a separate issue. Let's see, who could read sideways here? Let me see a second. I'm gonna stop the share. I'm gonna get you back on. Let's see if we could flip it here. How do you flip it? Okay, we're gonna have to read it sideways.
Where you have the arrow to turning, you can flip it there.
Where? Show me.
Oh, okay. Now try where the three dots are on the top right. No. Okay. No. What the other screen that you had like an arrow. Go back to the other screen you had.
Okay.
You should be able to do it.
I'm gonna download it again. This?
No, the other screen you had before. No. When you had the PDF file.
Okay.
Right before I had something, you had
this?
1 second. Yeah, okay, you see there on the right, you have like an arrow. All the way on the right, they have an arrow with a circle. Go down.
Arrow with this? Yeah, okay, good. Shkayach. There you go. Now let's make it bigger. How do we make it bigger? How do you make it bigger here now? Oh, this. Okay, here we go. It's smaller a little. Okay, here we go. So now, again, the Ari says you go to the mikvah before Shabbos, you go to the mikvah Shabbos morning. The opinion of the Gra is even if a person became Tameh Bikari on Shabbos, it is usur to go to the mikvah. It's an avera. Why? So the Bir Halacha quotes, Shuv matzasi beber agra, this is in the Bir Halacha Shin Chav Vav, Shekasa v'zel ha-shaynay, Adam, Ayin b'mag Avram. Here, okay, the first thing you need to know is the Mechaber in Simen Shin Chav Vav, I believe it's Sif Ches, says, Adam muto litmo mitmas b'shabbos. A person is allowed to be toivel for his tefillah on Shabbos. The Magen Avram brings in the name of the Maril and the Chumash Hadash and Tvi Machmer. Now the Gra says, Adam, I'm a magen Avram. Ve'ikur k'mashikasa beis Yosef b'shem kalba yishuma sadashin sha'isrin. The Gra says the ikur is that one is not allowed to go to the mikvah for their tumah. V'chein kaza magen Avram b'shem kuf chavchesiv katan ayin sham ad kalashin v'nirul id kavanasa hu l'fimasha kasavnu. Do choylek ala magen Avram shikasa the mutra l'kariyav that the Gra argues on the magen Avram that you could be toivel for one's carry. The cost of the tefillas carry motil kuliyama. The Magen Avram says that for carry, everyone says you're allowed to. That the ikur is like the Beis Yosef. That according to the Chumah Sadeshen, that we're machmir on rechitza, and we don't do rechitza. So we don't do rechitza. Then if a guy goes to the mikvah, it looks like mesakin. And there's no difference between carry and other tumais because he's being tahar. It's nechsi k'masakein. That's why the Magen Avram, that's why the Gra says, look in the Magen Avram in Simen Kuf Chav Ches, because there the Magen Avram says that koyhanim on yamtif do not have relations with their wives so that they could duchen b'tahara. Why? Because they don't go to the mikvah on Yom Tov. Because you're not allowed to go to the mikvah even for carry. You hear this? The Gra's opinion is that you cannot be toivel on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Even Kohanim can't be duchen if they're tame. So Elamai, they go to the mikvah. The Magen Avraham says you're not allowed to go to the mikvah. So Kohanim are not mekayim in the mitzvah of oina on Yom Tov. Now this is very interesting. That's the shita of the Gra. The Gra holds you cannot now loimi boi if a person's tahar, where the Gra would say you can't go to the mikvah, like the tefillah of the Arizal for kedusha Shabbos. But even if a person became tameh on Shabbos, you can't go to mikvah according to the Gra. Halacha lemaisa. Are you allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos? You know the halacha? Very interesting. Halacha l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Shin Chavav. It's kedai to know this. Mishnah, let me fix this. Adam, Siman Shin Chavav, Sivkat Chavdad. Ritzon Olaymar. The Mechaber says that a person could be toivo from Tuma on Shabbos. Afa gav de kli aser lahat bila ila tar mitumasa b'shas yomtiv. Even though you're not allowed to be toivo kli on Shabbos, and they shanir ke masakin a kli adeze, it looks like you're masakin. Adam shani. For a person to be toivo, it's more lenient. Why? M'nei shunir ke mitzani nasim mayim, because it looks like you're just cooling off. Aye, but what if it's cold outside? Nobody would cool off. And what if the... And most people don't, what if the mikvah is smelly water? Most people don't cool off in smelly water with, you know, people's, you know, parts floating around in there. He says, V'afilim ho'ez kar v'gam ha'mayim sruchim she'en derech l'rchoitz b'hem. Sometimes when a person comes from the road, and he's dirty, sometimes people wash even this kind of water. Therefore, it's mutter to be toivel, even if you could have been toivel before Shabbos. Now, the first thing is, minog is that a woman does not go to the mikvah Friday night unless it's her leil tefillah. If let's say her leil tefillah was Wednesday or Thursday, and her husband was out of town, so she said, I'll push it off to Friday night. Can't do it. The minog is a woman only goes to the mikvah if it's tefillah b'zmanon. The kasa poison the yafanog. The postman adds a good minog. Mishum dekim in the soif ha minog b'zmanel lesser b'shabes zurchah is kol aguf. Since nowadays the minog is it's usher to wash your whole body. Afilu b'tsoinein. M. Cain, why is the person going to the mikvah? It must be because of tahara and it's mechsi k'masakein. So it would seem, therefore, that a man should not go to the mikvah for tumas carry on Shabbos. Says in the Mishnah Berurah, he concludes not quite like the Gra. V'kasu ha'achroinim, d'mikol maka, nira, d'mutter litvol l'karyo. It is permitted to be toivol if one became a balkari. Why? D'kivan dinis batal ha'takana. Since Ezra's takana, that you're required to go to the mikvah, to daven and to learn, is batal. So nowadays you're allowed to daven and learn if you didn't go to the mikvah. So therefore it doesn't really look like you're mesakin because you don't need to go in the first place. So if Ezra's takana was in full force that you're not allowed to learn, you're not allowed to daven, then taka, you wouldn't be allowed to go to the mikvah and you wouldn't be allowed to learn a daven. You hear this? If Ezra's takana was in full force, then you would not be able to go to the mikvah because then it would be nirkim mesakin. But because Ezra's takana is batal, there's no halacha, you're not allowed to learn, you're not allowed to daven anymore. So imkein loy mechsei kemesakin, aidei atvila. V'ayim b'mashika samnu b'ber halacha, d'yesh machmir, and v'sorim de'in l'chalik b'in tefilas kele shar tumais. Some are machmir, and they say, you should not be toivel for any tumah. So it's a chumrah. Many people, they're machmir, and have to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. So it comes out, if someone is taka Tamei b'tumas kari, it's a chumrah not to go to the mikvah. Umi shenoyeg lahakel, someone who has a custom to be lenient, ein limchois biyadai, don't protest. Ki roiv achroinim soysen lakuzah, most achroinim say you're allowed to. V'al kalpanim b'nitma b'shaz yomtov gufa nir b'vada in lachmer. If someone became tamei on Shabbos itself, there's no reason to be machmer. V'chein nispashen haminog lahater. The minog is to be mekel. You have to be very careful not to come to squeezing, do Isser Gomer. So the bottom line is, if somebody became Tamei on Shabbos, you're allowed to go to the mikvah. If somebody became Tamei before Shabbos, and they did not go before Shabbos, and they want to go on Shabbos, ein limchos biyadai, but it'd be a chumra not to. The shita, the gra, is never to go on Shabbos. In the Masa Rav, the Gra brings another reason why you're not allowed to go on Shabbos. The Gra says, so you don't come to Schita. The Gra says, "E efshar lizar shalo yavo yudei Schita." The Sefer Orcha Shabbos brings from Rosham Zaman Arbach that the Talmidei HaGra, including Reb Chaim Volozhiner, did go to the mikvah on Shabbos. But again, I brought this in only because it's an interesting a yediyah that Kedushas Shabbos is greater Shabbos morning than Friday night. Friday night is Kechala Beveis Aviha. Shabbos morning is Kechala Beveis Chamiha. Okay, everyone, have a great day. Kol Tov. Be well.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.